It's good to see you all this morning. We are on the fourth week of our sermon series called How Does Your Garden Grow? So you can go ahead and put up the screens. How Does Your Garden Grow? Signs. Today we're talking about giving thanks for signs of promise. But I need to do a little review since not all of you are here, have been here the last few weeks. And so just real quickly, I'm going to go through how we started. So go ahead and hit the first one. The first week we gathered together, I talked about seeing the not yet. We've been using this garden metaphor to talk about ways that the church experiences growth and using that as a metaphor for really our lives as well. And so the first week I talked about vision, the importance of it for us to have vision for our own selves and for our church as we think about our own lives, thinking about it as an empty plot of land, how it is that as we think about what we would want to plant seeds for, we have to have vision for it first. We need to think about how we'd like it to be, how we would envision this future. The second week, we talked about planting seeds, and I talked about how seed planting was an important part of that. And then the third, last week, we talked about the need to weed. Actually, go ahead and go to the next one, Ron. I keep forgetting that there are more slides. So imagining the possibilities that are not yet before us, having the faith to believe that God is leading us to a new day. The second week was planting seeds, and I talked about three engagements, the importance for us to engage spiritually, to engage congregationally as a community, and engaging in our community outside of the walls of the church. And I talked about how all three of those would help to plant seeds in our lives and really in our church that would enable us to continue to experiencing a flourishing. The week following, we talked about the need to weed, and I described how gardeners all know that it's important to weed, and that really the reality is that we learn how to weed in our lives as well. We do it in our lives, we do it in our community, we do it with our church. And I talked about the ways in which weeding was a dirty job, sometimes it's not easy to do, but we realized that if we don't weed, we're not going to be able to allow our garden to reach its full potential. And I talked about the need to weed would allow us to release a spirit of generosity and abundance, a heart filled with gratitude, a willingness to be open to change and to hard work, and for really our own lives and our church to be inclusive, always open and reaching out of our kind of our preconceived ideas about who we are and how we see our own lives. This week we're talking about thankful for the signs of God's promise. Signs of God's promise. How many of you ever said to yourself, God, just give me a sign? Have you ever said that? We all have said that at one time or another, haven't we? Sometimes it's very serious moments. It happens at serious times. I've heard people who have lost loved ones who've asked God just to give them a sign that their loved one is okay. Sometimes we do it in silly moments and kind of fun times, and we think, oh, God, just give me a sign that you're present, you know, that you care, that you're nearby, that you're a part of my life. Most of the time when I use that thing, I think I've told you all before that, most of the time when I talked about it in those terminology, asked God to give me a sign, it was around trying to get a girlfriend. And so usually God was very silent during those times, and so it didn't really get very far. But, you know, we go through those times when we want God to give us a sign. There are ways that we just want God to break into our lives to speak to us. But the interesting part about that is that in lots of ways, as you think about our lives, we're so busy. There's so much going on in our lives. It's so easy for us to miss. There are so many places that God is making God's self known, and yet we tend to just run right by. And that's because we have so much going on in our lives. We're just so busy. Life's so chaotic. Changes are happening all around us. And we realize sometimes that we just go right by it. And sometimes those signs, they don't always look as we'd expect them to look. Sometimes we're looking for God to give us a sign that everything is well, but sometimes in the midst of our lives, God's sign is a hard choice that we have to make. Sometimes God's sign is a challenge that's before us. Sometimes God's sign is a conflict that we're facing in our lives. Sometimes it's the problems that we are dealing with in our day-to-day lives, that sometimes God is speaking to us in those situations, but we tend not to think of that as God. Most of the time, that's not of God. We think of that as the absence of God, but sometimes that's God's way of speaking into our lives. The third that I have up there is that when we see these signs and when we come to believe that God is working in our lives, it helps us to see this co-creative process of our own lives and of God and how God works together in that. When we use this metaphor of planting, anybody who's ever had a garden that you plant bulbs and you plant seeds and you have a little faith and a lot of trust and you water them and you're waiting. And then all of a sudden, something branches through the ground. You see a little stalk come up. And that stalk comes up and all of a sudden you're like, yes. You know, you're all happy. Christine, you're into that. Everybody knows that, right? When you see that little sign, that all of the work that you've been doing has been paying off. You're like, yes, you know, and you're really happy. But it's a sign of that co-creative work that happens between us and God, isn't it? That somehow that it is the reality that we have aligned ourselves with how God works in the world. We realize the soil is what it is. We need to work with the soil as it is to be able to plant things that are going to be fruitful and realize that that is a co-creative process. That's what Paul is describing in the scripture passage this morning from 1 Corinthians. He's at a time in the church where there is conflict happening. The church is growing by leaps and bounds, but they begin to grow factions inside of the church. Some say, you know, I'm with Paul. And others say, I'm with Apollos. Well, Paul is a more genuine disciple. No, Apollos is the more genuine disciple. And finally, Paul stops them and says, we work together in this, that I plant, Apollos waters, but it is God who gives the growth. When we think about our garden in that same way, we see the stalks pop up from the ground and think to ourselves, I planted and I watered, but it is God who gives the growth. That is a part of the growing process of our own lives, that when we think about our lives as a garden, we realize that it is a continual co-creative process. We want God to do miracles in our lives, and yet what God reminds us is that we have to be doing the work that we would do as well to enable those miracles to happen. So we see that as a co-creative process. And when God gives to us a sign, it gives us always a sense of hope. It lifts up our own spirits and enables us to believe that the promises that God has before us, that they are moving, we're moving more near to those promises coming to its fulfillment. And so realizing that those kinds of signs, they are a great gift. They challenge us, they move us, but they do inspire us as well to feel like we are in our lives aligning ourselves with God and know that God is working in miraculous ways. Go to the next slide, Ron. Okay, so one of the things that we'll wait on that slide just for a minute. So one of the things that's important for us to recognize in all of this is that when we have those experiences in our lives, what we come to manage and understand is that it is in God that we experience those signs, those gifts that come to us in wonderful and miraculous kinds of ways. But every time those signs happen to us, they're given to us for a reason. There's something that God is doing in our midst that enables us to know that that sign is given for a sense of hope and promise, but also to move us out as people, to be able to follow where God is calling and leading us in our lives. I had a young adult just recently tell me that she was looking for a sign from God. She lived in Fresno, California, and she was thinking about moving to Los Angeles, but was having trouble trying to figure this all out. And she said, you know, God, if you think that this is the right thing for me, just give me a sign. Show me, you know, how it is that you are moving in my life. And no sooner did she pray that prayer that a job opportunity came up in Southern California. And in that job opportunity, she felt like God was really leading and calling her. But what she realized was God opened the door. But it was necessary for her then to walk through that door and follow this sign that would lead to the promise that God had for her. And so she went and applied for the job, got the job, signed the papers, and moved herself to Southern California in a matter of just weeks. And did so because she felt like that's what God's sign was for, was to open up this door to help her to see and believe that God was working in her midst. And as God was working, come to experience this desire and this need to walk through that door that would lead her to the promise that God has for her. Now, she knows that that journey, it's not going to be an easy journey. She's starting a new job. There's going to be lots of challenges in that. But she believes that God is with her and that God has led her to that point. So she sees that as her sign. She moves forward in faith and says, I believe that God is with me in all of that. And what I want to suggest for all of us is that when we get signs in our lives like that, that that is what God is doing. Sometimes we need a sign to remind us that we are not alone, that God does care, that God is a part of our life experience, and that God has a pathway that God is opening up for us. Now, sometimes when we talk about it as promise, it can be seen as this idea that God has the plan all laid out and all you need to do is follow it. But that takes away our human will and our human choices. The reality is that God is opening up a path and that God is a part of all of those pathways and that God is leading us to make the kinds of choices that would enable us to lead a fulfilling life. But that God calls us into a promise but doesn't make out the promise for us so that it's all set in stone for us. God calls us onto the journey and asks for us to be faithful. And along that journey, God will give us signs along the way that will continue to lead us in this life. And as we see those signs, as we follow, And as we see each one as a call from God, we realize that God's signs are meant to open up to us a life of promise and enable us to feel that sense that God is leading us in our lives. The signs of promise I wanted to talk about related to the church, because we've been talking about growing the church over the last few weeks, and these are some of the things that I wanted to ask about with all of you. Do you see signs here at Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church? What I want to suggest to all of you is that God has planted wonderful seeds here, and there are signs present with us that remind us that God is here working in this community. But with that call, we recognize that it's not just something that we can bask in and enjoy, that we realize that those signs are intended to move us out in faith so that we might be able to move into the promise that God has for us. And so as you look at these things, I just listed a few of those things. Some of them are challenges, some of them are present realities, but we realize that all of them are signs that God is working here in this place, that we've planted the right seeds, that we've nurtured it with the right spirit, and that God is bringing forth growth. The question is for us now, what do we do with that growth, and what is it calling us to do as people and as a church? So one of the things that is really clear to many of us as we think about our church life is there are many new people who are coming to the church. We have new programming that's starting. There's a rising energy and a willingness to serve in the community, and that is creating an energy and spirit that is blessing our community. But with that, there are some other things that are happening right before us that are challenges that we're facing as we go into our ministry. With that kind of ministry, we realize that there are needs for new ministries across our generations, that we would acknowledge that as we sit in the sanctuary in an intergenerational community, that it is as important for us to think of the future, not just as something we do with our children, but something we do with our seniors, that we bring forth programming for our children because we want to help parents to give their children faith and to teach them about life with Christ. And it's such an important part of their upbringing as children. But we would say as well that what we also see as a part of our ministry is walking with our seniors as they journey through their lives and come to that place in their lives where they are experiencing the gifts of God in their senior years. And realize that there's an important need for programming there as well. When we think about the future, it's not something that's just in the hands of young families. It's also with the seniors of this congregation. And we realize that as we see this growth that's happening in the church, it's calling us then to be more effective and more faithful in how we are doing programming that will nurture those seeds to full fruitfulness. We see new requests for building usage. The building is getting, we're getting more and more requests for the building to be used in ways that are challenging us as a church. Did you all see that Blaine Memorial was on the news this last week? So last Sunday, there was a community debate that happened here with the mayoral candidates. And it was an interesting thing. It came to us at the last minute. We were just kind of rushing around, and somebody came to us as a friend and said, you know, the place that we've reserved for the debate isn't big enough, and so can we have it at your church? And so we said, sure, you can have it at our church. And so we had no idea what it was going to turn out like. There were 500 people here at this debate. The news crews were here. Cameras were here. I mean, it was just an amazing thing. And then Cairo had Blaine on there, and it was an amazing, amazing thing. The woman was making this news report, and she talked about how she was in front of Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church, and I saw the doors of the Lee Activity Center open. And I thought to myself, what an interesting, interesting way that our name got in the news was through this debate. But realize that that opens up doors for us in terms of who we are as a church and the kind of presence we want to carry in the community. Now, as a pastor, of course, I had to admit that I was a little bit horrified because as they opened the doors up and the woman was giving her her speech in front of the doors, there were these Halloween decorations in the back. And I was like, oh, I'm like, oh. You know, this really serious debate with a pumpkin and a bat and some, you know, like that. They served us well for the Harvest Festival, but maybe not for the debate. Anyways, but I just think to our, as I think about the ministry of the church, I realize that that kind of movement in our community, it provides for us a sign of life, but it reminds us that we are challenged to take that sign, plant that seed, and know that it's going to lead us sometimes to places that we're not sure where it's going to go. But that's how a sign like that is both a gift and a responsibility. It's a task that we have, not just to enjoy, but it helps us to know that God is working in this place. And the question is, what are we doing to nurture that seed so it can reach full fruitfulness? Now, we continue to work with community partners that are doing good work in our Seattle community, in the National District. We work with ACRS. We have been continuing to work in our relationship to Kimball School and know that all of those are bringing forth and nurturing new life in this church. And then one of the things our mission team is talking about, our mission committee is talking about, is how it is that we as a church can provide some response for the disasters that are happening all around us in Florida and in Texas and in Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands, that there are ways that we as a church can provide some support and encouragement that would send teams over there to be able to do some good work to help them in their rebuilding process. We look at those as signs of life here in the church, but we realize that those signs of life, they are calling us to step outside of our comfort zones. They're challenging us in faith to see that God is doing a new thing amongst us, but we can't just let those seeds go without doing the work that we would do. Anybody who's ever planted a garden will tell you that when that first bud breaks through, the gardener does not say, okay, well, I don't need to worry about it anymore. It's going to be fine, so we'll just let it go. The reality is that you get an affirmation that the work that you're doing is being effective, but it reminds you that there is more work yet to do, that you have to continue to weed and to nourish and to nurture that plant so that it can reach full fruitfulness. And what I'm suggesting today for us as a church is that these are signs that God is working in this community, but it reminds us that those signs are still just buds, and that as we continue to nurture them, that we will continue to see them grow. And as they continue to grow, they will be fruitful. And as they are fruitful, they will bless not just this church, they're going to bless this community and bless our world. And so when we ask for God to give us a sign in our lives and in our church, the one thing that we can know is that if God breaks into our lives and gives us a sign, we are filled with a sense of gratitude. We're filled with a sense of humility because God spoke to us in a way that touched our lives. But what we also know is that when God does that, then God is calling us to something new, to something different, to something beyond what we are presently doing. And as we see it in that midst, what we come to discover is that God's signs for us are both gift, task, and responsibility. We take what God has given to us and we nurture it. We continue to allow it to grow. And then as we do that, as we continue to be faithful, God will continue to nurture that. And so as you see those things on the board that was up there, what's important for us to think about is, how do we continue to nurture those seeds? And what I want to ask for you all to consider is that it will be each one of you who are going to help to nurture those seeds for Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been a part of this community. It doesn't matter how long you've been a part of this faith. As you are a part of nurturing the seeds that are Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church, each one of us has a role in how that comes forth. And as you participate with us in this, as you think, how is it that I can now serve? Where is it that I can now give? How is it that I can now engage? How is it that I can be a part of this community in an effective way that's going to enable this church to flourish? That as you step forth in faith and hear God's call into your life to do that, I believe that the future is bright for Blaine Memorial because we know that God will take that which we are doing and multiply it so that we might continue to be a blessing for our community and our world. And so we give thanks to God for those small signs. We give thanks for the way that God makes God's self known to us. The way that God says, the work that you are doing is my work. And as you carry that work out, know that it is in that fruitfulness that we are working together in this co-creative process to bring forth new life in our church. And as we do that, we will know that God will continue to work in this place and continue to bless the world through us. Let's join together for a word of prayer. Loving God, we're grateful and thankful for the signs that you give us in this life. Sometimes those signs, they are so difficult for us to see. We wonder sometimes if you are with us. And then you break through in a wonderful way. Sometimes it's just in a quiet moment. Sometimes it is in a miraculous moment, but however it might come to us, oh God, what we know is that as you speak to us, you give to us a wonderful gift of grace, but you call us forth as well to a new task and responsibility that we would nurture the seeds that you've given to us and bring forth a fruitfulness that comes from our co-creative process. And in doing that, oh God, know that you are continuing to do a good work in us and doing a good work through us for all of creation. We pray that you'd be with us in this. Help us to be thankful, oh God, for the buds that break through here at this church. But help us to know, oh God, that this is just the beginning and there is more for us to do. And as we do these things, oh God, we will know that in this faithful movement, using our gifts and our time and our talent to nurture these seeds, that you will continue to speak to the world through us, that we might bring forth a message of love and justice and peace for all who would encounter us in this ministry. We pray that you'd be with us in this challenge. Continue to provide those signs, O God, but continue to speak to our hearts to help us to know that it is in these signs that you call us forth into the future. We pray these things, O God, to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.